Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Now, yesterday, Freedom Rally for Iran took place across this country, in the United States, and internationally. And the initiative began in Toronto with PS755Justice.com. That's for families of victims of the shooting down of Flight 752 by the Iranian regime. Almost three years ago. So yesterday, some 50,000 protesters gathered in Toronto. Other Canadian cities like Vancouver and Montreal and Calgary also had rallies. International cities like Los Angeles as well. Ahmed Esmaelian is one of the organizers of the Freedom Rally and a member of the PS752Justice.com group. Mr. Esmaelian lost his wife and nine-year-old daughter on Flight 752. Ahmed, thank you very much for joining us. An estimated 50,000 people at the Toronto rally yesterday, thousands more in different communities across Canada, many more in cities in the United States and internationally. What was your what's your response to your initiative?
Hi, Roy. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
I think that response of the community and all the activists around the world was amazing to us. It was surprising. When we prepared for this rally in Toronto, first of all, it was very difficult to get the downtown because of the parallel events that were taking place. But we decided to come to Richmond, which is an Iranian-Canadian community, and we were ready for like 10,000 people, no more than that. And we were amazed that thousands of people are marching and coming before we start the rally. And then at the same time, you know, like a few hours before that, this has started in Auckland, in Australia, New Zealand, and at the end of the day, ended in San Francisco and Vancouver. So almost, I think it was more than 150 small and big cities around the world. And that was surprising for us. That was very heartwarming for us. And I want to thank every one of those people who participated in this rally.
Tell us how it began.
You know that 3 weeks ago, they killed an innocent young lady, Mahsa Amini, in Tehran, just because they think that her outfit was not aligned with their values, I mean, the values of the Islamic Republic of Iran. But they killed her in custody, and now poor family of the victim were under pressure to accept it, but they didn't. They denied that, and then the arm race started in Tehran and in the hometown of a young lady that is west of the country in Kurdistan, in Kurdish area. And then spread it all over Iran, and it's not ending. Today that I'm talking to you, lots of universities in Tehran and in north of Iran and south of Iran are under siege. They attacked the students because this protest is ongoing, and this is not just an unrest. I can hear like a voice of revolution right now.
And Western governments, Western countries, have not been as, well, you tell me if I'm right about this, I don't think they've been as significantly challenging of the Tehran regime as they should be. We've seen the Iranian people rise up repeatedly, and very little in the way of really meaningful input, help, support comes from Western governments. It's not been nearly enough. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, you're right. You know, in the last 43 years, the people of Iran have a very bad experience for getting support from Western politicians and Western countries. Every time that they stood up against the Islamic regime, the Western countries, they signed a deal with the Islamic regime or they get into a negotiation. But, you know, one of the purposes of our rally yesterday was to convey this message from Iranian people that you can't negotiate with mafia. You can't. You just have to stand up for people. You have to stand up for the right of Iranian people and your citizens. Like, we had the same problem here in Canada for PS752. You know, that the case is not clear yet. when he's going to go to the court. And for 2 years, we waited for our government and the other three affected countries to end negotiation with Iran. And that was very frustrating for us, that you can't negotiate with monsters. And unfortunately, they don't listen, most of these Western countries.
Yeah, Canada can do more than we are doing, clearly.
Yeah, we can do more. Actually, you know, yesterday in the rallies all over Canada, people were chanting that IRGC is terrorists, put them on their list. And now it's like 4 years after the motion has been passed in House of Commons, and still we don't have IRGC in the list of terrorist organizations. They shut down a plane full of Canadians.
Yes.
They killed Zahra Kazemi, Dr. Kavu Seydamami, and now they're committing crime every single day in Iran, and we don't see them in the list of terrorist organizations.
Yeah. You must have been... I shouldn't say you must have been, but when you put the option out, when you put the call out for the rally, the Freedom Rally for Iran, the response that you received, we talked about this earlier today off the air, you and I, you shared with me. Tell our listeners, please, how quickly and how decisively people got involved around the world, said, we want to be part of this.
Yeah, it was, when we started in a small group in between civil activists in Toronto, then the Association of Families, we got involved, and I was a part of the team from the beginning, and I said, we can ask other people to join, and if they can, join to a global movement. And then we organized for like 7-8 cities, Toronto, Vancouver, Washington D.C., and London in UK, and we posted the posters, and 10 minutes later, we got a message from Houston, Texas. The poster was perfect, just had to have some touches on it. And then after that, Sudbury, and after that, another city. And then we said, let's help people to do it in the right way. And we made posters for every single city. And then hundreds of messages were coming. And then we made up a team to do fact-checking and find every single one that we can find. And, the last statistics that I have, the latest one, were more than 150 cities.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.